What's up, everybody? It's Alex Acuff here, back with another episode of the Acuff's Adventure. More like, should be the Acuff Properties Adventure. So we are still covering the fix and flip. Pretty awesome stuff going on, guys. I'm super excited. This is me and my wife's first actual flip. It's really kind of fun. It's a this is a true flip house. This is one we bought, and we are coming in and doing demo work, and we are flipping this thing and making it to where we can resell it. So the goal is buy low, put a nominal amount. We're putting a good amount in this house, and we are going to make this thing absolutely gorgeous. One day I'll have an Instagram set up for this so I can update you guys on what is going on with the house, and I will release that hopefully maybe this episode, maybe another episode, but we'll see. So anyways, let's get you the update. So we were talking about financing, then demo, and we're still doing demo, but we have gone a step further into the demo project. We have brought out an excavator and taken out a massive water oak trunk that was just so damn big. It took up most of our backyard as far as the back patio and its roots, and it just really has ruined the backyard. But we got it pulled out, and we are now booking it. So we've got it slightly graded. They need to come back and grade some more. Pretty awesome stuff going on, though. Since last time we talked about demo. I came in here and demoed some more stuff. Well, we've demoed even more stuff. We took the soffit out of the kitchen. I met with the electricians, and we have come up with a game plan to move this wiring up to, instead of that big, like 13 to whatever, 14, 15 inch soffit, we're actually going to bump that thing up into about a 6 inch soffit, run about a 36 inch cabinet into it. And, we'll get it moving. So they are working on the wiring, gone through some of the, let's keep it on the electrician. So let's talk about some of the challenges with old homes and electrical. And I'm pretty negligent to, doing this part of the deal. And I'm not a pro by any means with electrical. All I can do is come up with an idea as how I'd like to see it ran and where you want our switches and everything. So let's talk about some of the hiccups that come with that. So with these old homes, one thing I've realized is that people like to do remodels. And over the years, people's definitions of how well the remodel is done is very dependent on what their knowledge is, I guess, and if they're doing it to code. And what we've realized is that there was some remodel work in this house before. I didn't think there was any, I mean, other than like flooring, but someone had gone behind the walls and put in some new wiring and everything, but they tied it in and it wasn't done to any kind of code. And this is a legit flip property, and we are really doing this thing to code, to Auburn City codes, and I'm pretty excited. This is going to be one of my crown jewels for Auburn City. But anyway, it's not to digress. Let's get back on electrical. So walking through the house, I had the electrician point out to me that my inside panel was only 100 amp box, and it was maxed out, or 90 amp box. It was maxed out. I thought I was going to be able to get away with that, maybe add a few more breakers to it, but I was sorely mistaken. So when we started looking at that, started looking at the lines that were running off of it, we realized that there was a whole nother main line coming into the house, and I just didn't know where it went. It went upstairs inside a closet behind the HVAC. There was a panel box. So yeah, the inspectors are not going to like that. So we had to, we're having to actually flip that to the outside of the wall. Thankfully it's in the hallway on the backside, where it turns into a bedroom, and we're going to get lucky there with that one. And I'm trying to, you know, it's funny, all the fans and lights are all on one breaker in the original box, and we're going to try and move those to the new box, and we'll see how that goes. Hopefully just the upstairs we can move. I don't mind the downstairs being in there because the panel's in the garage, and, you know, first level stuff I'd like to keep on the first level, second level on the second level. And as we're kind of going through this and we're talking about switches, I start realizing that, you know, number one, I knew from the beginning that we were going to have to replace all these boxes. So, or at least replace all the switches and plugs. None of them are really to today's standard, I'd say. I mean, I think they're existing. I probably could have just left them and done away with it and just said, hey, screw it. Let's just, you know, keep it like it is. But then the more I kind of looked into it, I really just was like, you know, let's make this house super safe for the next person. I want it to be like a brand new home when they see it and they want to buy it. And I want them to fall in love with it. You know, if they have kids, I want it to be safe for their kids. So the electrical is a huge part of it, and making sure you have enough of it, making sure that it's done safely, properly to code with a licensed contractor. And, you know, I'm not an electrician myself, but, you know, I did see a couple of things that kind of worried me a little bit about kind of how they drilled through the joists, through the floor joists on the second floor. And, you know, some of that stuff is, thank God it's existing, because they'd probably make me redo the entire thing. So, yeah, so we're working with what we got here. So the good news is that we can upgrade the inside breaker box on the main level. We can upgrade that one to about 125. We're going to try and push 150 amp breaker box in there and push a lot of the existing. It looks like that. I'm walking through the house right now just to let you know. So this is like real-time flip, real-time experience, real-time. I want to give you guys like the real timeline of how the flip goes and what we got going on. And so today we're just covering electrical. I have had a plumber in here. I'll get to that on another episode and maybe talk a little bit more about even the more demo we did. So it's just incredible how much work we've done to this house. I mean, it's essentially down to the bones. So yeah, the electrical, it's one of those things that when you budget it in, make sure that you have, you know, you've got a contractor that's looked at the house and they've looked at some of the, not really the wiring, but they looked at the box at least, and they, you know, let them discover what is going on with the house. What are the inner workings? And, you know, do we feel like, has, you know, I think an important question, I never even asked them, has there been a remodel done? And I think I was sorely mistaken by not doing that. And, you know, I wish I had. I think that might have changed. You know, you want to talk about things you might have done differently. I think that's something I might have done differently. And but now that we're in this thing, we are going, man. This is full go. So we are trying to figure out how to run the electrical. I think I'm standing here in the kitchen. Looks like they've already installed the new boxes to go behind in the backsplash above the counters. Looks like they're starting to pull the switches and plugs. They've chased down all the wires, and pretty excited to see where this thing goes, man. I'll follow up on the next episode with a little bit more about some of the grading. We tore out a big tree root, and I guess I already touched on it, but brought an excavator and took that out. So the backyard needs to be regraded a little bit more. Pool is absolutely disgusting. We'll get to that at a later date, and that's a whole nother ball game. And we'll get to some of this demo that the framers have done to prepare this house for the next step. So stay tuned, guys. I hope you're enjoying this real-time fix and flip. And shout out to my boys at Bigger Pockets. You guys keep me motivated. You guys keep me driving to get this stuff done. You guys are you're people's heroes, and you're their coaches. And we appreciate everything they do over Bigger Pockets. Those guys are awesome. David Green and Brandon Turner and Josh Dorkin and all of them. So been listening to them a long time. If you guys want to learn more about fix and flips and get some real good information as to like how to find them, which is how I found mine, I'd go check out their podcast, understand your market, and put a playbook together and execute on it. So have faith, guys. Have faith in me that I'm actually going to finish this thing. And I will see you guys on the next adventure. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.